Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
Smokey Robinson, Miracles. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And no, that's not who that is. It's not Smokey Robinson. Who is that? I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, welcome back. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're spinning platters here, even when I don't remember who it is. And Melinda Emerson is our guest. She's the smart biz lady. Yes. Sorry, small biz lady. I'll get it right in a minute, Melinda. Small biz lady. I need your website, Melinda.
SucceedIsYourOwnBoss.com.
All right. SucceedIsYourOwnBoss.com. The book is called Fix Your Business, a 90-day plan to get back your life and reduce chaos in your business. Chaos, that's what we're trying to do, folks, is eliminate some of the chaos in your business. We're talking about the 12 P's, specifically performance, Melinda. And I want to talk some more about performance because another – There's two, these days you've got two different ways of thinking about performance. One is what I call analog and one is called digital. Now you talked about a lot of the digital examples earlier, knowing what your metrics are for your website and those different things. But there are also some analog performance issues you need to know about. If you have salespeople, if you're B2B and you have salespeople, you got to know what your salesperson's close rate is.
Absolutely.
That's as old school analog as it gets, but it's just as important, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? It's an analog issue with a digital solution. So they have something now called CRM, Customer Relationship Management Software, and that is actually how you track what your salespeople are doing. So if they're talking to a customer, if they're meeting with a customer, they need to be logging that in your CRM software so in a second you can just flip and look.
Right.
And so that's how you manage what your salespeople are telling you, right? Because you want to make – and you also want to use CRM because you want to make sure if you lose a salesperson or fire a salesperson that they're not walking out of the door with your Rolodex, right?
Well,
you want to make sure that
right.
you have it, you know who those relationships are and stuff like that. So that's critically, critically important. So you want to know your cost per lead. Then you want to know your close ratio, how many proposals are going out versus how many are closing. Right.
And well, yeah. If you can't do that, you can't forecast sales because if you don't know what your salesperson's close ratio is, then you don't know how many calls they've got to make, how many closing calls they've got to make this week to meet their budget. I mean,
but it all starts with your sales goals in the first place. Like, you know, what burns me up a lot about small business owners is everybody wants to talk about annual revenues, right?
Right.
I don't want to talk about annual revenues. I want to talk about how much money you got to make this month. Because if you know how much money you got to make this month, you know how much money you got to make this week.
Well,
and that will tell you what your marketing activities need to be. How many phone calls?
You don't make payroll once a year. You make it about 26 times a year.
That's right. That's right. And so that's what I want people focused around. How much money do you have to make this week to keep the trains running? And so that's how people need to operate and motivate and really understand all of their marketing activities. You have to pick up the phone. Mark, at the end of the day, it's still about like, know, and trust. And too many small business owners spend so much time chasing new business as opposed to nurturing existing customers. Mm-hmm. You need to love on somebody that's already on you. Right?
We've known for a long time, the statistics continue to prove every year after year that it's cheaper to keep an existing customer than it is to get a new one.
All day, every day.
But you still got to bring in the new ones because it's the old ones, you know, move or they die or they get mad at you or whatever. You still got to replace them.
Sure.
But you can't. You're so right. You got to love up these customers. You know, somebody told me one time, asked me one time when I had some of my corporate sponsors. They said, "Well, I bet it was a big deal when you got that first sponsor, wasn't it?" I said, "No, that wasn't as big a deal as when they came back for more the second year."
How about that?
That was the big
deal.
No, that's when we had the party.
Absolutely. It's about nurturing relationships, upsells, cross sales. That's where it's at. I mean, two-thirds of your time needs to be spent on existing customers. One-third needs to be spent on new business acquisition. But the thing people need to understand is the most expensive sale you'll ever make is the first one. Mm-hmm. That's why it makes more sense to nurture existing customers.
Absolutely.
Because chasing new customers.
What else we need to know about performance?
Well, I mean, I think it's really just about looking at your output per employee. Like, did you know you're supposed to be making 2.5 times what you pay people? Like, that's what their mm-hmm. output should be. And if it's not, you don't have the right people. If you got people working for you, waiting for you to tell them to do something, that is not the right employee.
Or you might not be delegating properly. You might not have them doing the right things. How much, if they're not performing and you're putting out fires all the time, maybe you're not delegating properly. What do you think about that?
Well, it starts with how you trained them when they came in the first place. You know, a lot of times what happens is we as entrepreneurs, we hire people and then we throw them the keys and say, good luck. Right. As opposed to really spending the time, at least 2 to 4 weeks, really training them on how to do their job.
Small businesses are not good. They do not have a good record of training people. That's no question about that.
No, because we wait until our hair is on fire to hire somebody in the first place. So it's urgent by the time you got somebody in the seat. Mm-hmm. And then you don't even have time.
I need your website again, and I need you to tell folks how they can find your book.
Well, I am the Small Biz Lady. If you don't remember anything else about me, you can just Google that. My website is succeedasyourownboss.com. My book, Fix Your Business, and my first book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, are available on Amazon and anywhere books are sold. And you can always find me online every Wednesday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Twitter or live on Facebook, where I give advice, where you can find me, ask me a question, send me an email. I have over 5,000 articles online.
Thanks, Melinda, for being here. Good job. Melinda Emerson, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.